Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah continues with chapter 2 of Chagiga, Mishnah 4, Mishnah Dalet. Now yesterday we talked about Machloket, an argument between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, the two conflicting schools of thought, over if you could bring your Karban Ola on Yom Tov itself, even though we don't eat from the meat. And also they mentioned Smicha, something you mentioned in detail yesterday. Now, so according to Beit Shammai, if you can't bring your Ola on Yom Tov itself, you'd bring it the next day, the first day of Chol HaMoed. So that's wonderful for those holidays that have a Chol HaMoed, such as Pesach and Sukkot, but Shavuot, which is called Atzeret in the Torah, does not have its own Chol HaMoed. It's just one day, biblically, and 2 days nowadays in Chutz La'aretz. So Mishnah Dalet goes to this scenario, Atzeret Shavuot Shachaliot Be'erev Shabbat, that takes place on a Friday. Beit Shammai, Omrim Beit Shammai says, how do we handle the Ola Tereiya, the Ola, which is required of people going up to Jerusalem for the festival? So what we do is we have Yom Tavoach, the day of slaughtering this Ola Tereiya, is Achar HaShabbat, has to be on Sunday. So you'd have Friday is the festival, and on Saturday we don't bring individual karbanot, even if they're required, like the Ola Tereiya, we only bring public communal offerings, so they'd have to bring it on Sunday. Beit Hillel Omrim, En Yom Tavoach Achar Shabbat. Beit Hillel says you don't need to have a Yom Tavoach for the Ola Tereiya after Shabbat, because like we explained in the last Mishnah, Beit Hillel says you could bring the Ola Tereiya along with the Shlamim, the Shalmei Chagiga, on Yom Tov itself. Umodim, but they do agree, Shim Chal L'Hiyot B'Shabbat, if Atzeret, if Shavuot itself is on Shabbat, Sheyom Tavoach Achar Shabbat, that yes, you do need to wait to bring the Ola Tereiya and the Shalmei Chagiga until Sunday, because on Shabbat we do not bring individual offerings, only communal offerings. Now the Mishnah discusses some of the requirements of this Yom Tavoach, which in some ways is a little bit like a Yom Tov, but it's also not, because even Beit Shammai says we're doing slaughter, we're doing individual karbanot on this day. Ve'ein Kohen Gadol mit Yalvesh Bekelav. A Kohen Gadol does not wear his normal Yom Tov clothing on this Yom Tovach, this day after Yom Tov, this makeup day, and he's trying to show everybody that it's not a real Yom Tov, it's like a makeup. Umatarin behesped of Tanit, and it is allowed to give a eulogy or to fast on this day, even though it's a little bit of a festive opportunity if you're bringing an Ola Tereiya, it's still allowed to do these things that we learned in Masechet Tanit are not normally done on a Yom Tov or a Chol HaMoed. Shlo kayim divrei omrim atzeret achar Shabbat. And we don't want to make it very festive, so to not give support to those who say that Shavuot should always be after Shabbat. Now, this was the Tzedukim, it was a heretical sect that said in the Torah, it says you count, when we're kind of talking about counting the Omer, Sfartim Lechem Mimocharat Shabbat, you start counting from the day after Shabbat. Now, the Shabbat we're really talking about, what the Torah is really talking about, is the first day of Pesach. And that's not necessarily on a Saturday, but the Tzedukim said, no, it has to be on a Saturday, and you should always start counting on a Sunday, and therefore Atzeret Shavuot should always fall on a Sunday. So if you have the makeup day of slaughtering, people are going to the temple to slaughter Ola Tereiya on a Sunday, the Tzedukim say, look, we were right. So you have to have some elements of the day that don't support their theory. You may recall from Masechet Rosh Hashanah, these Tzedukim used to even hire false witnesses to testify about the new moon to align the holidays on a Sunday to make it support their theory of events. So let's go on to Mishnah Hey. Now I turn to a topic of Tuma and Tahara, ritual impurity and purity, which was critical knowledge of everyone going up to the temple, wanted to partake in sacrifices, or even to go to Yerushalayim to eat your Maaser Sheni during the festival. You have to know what's Tahar and what's Tameh. So Mishnah Hay teaches, notlin liyadayim, we wash the hands. Now this word notlin, we might have be familiar from al netilas yadayim in Ashkenazi. Notlin liyadayim, we wash off our hands, just like we do today. Lechulin, this works for chulin, which is unsacred, regular, normal food. Lemeiser, referring to meiser sheni, eaten in Jerusalem. Letruma, and for truma, the 2% of the crop given to the Kohanim for them to eat. Now, an interesting detail is on a biblical level, if somebody touches a source of impurity, such as one of the 8 creepy, crawly creatures mentioned in the Torah, or a dead body or other sources of impurity, the whole body becomes contaminated and they can't eat any Maaser or Truma at that point. However, our rabbi saw that people kind of touch things and they scratch themselves and not so careful with their hands. So even if someone doesn't know they touched a source of impurity, they should wash their hands. Now, it's not exactly the same what we do for chulin, for regular food. We only wash our hands for bread, for challah on Shabbos and a sandwich and the like. Now, for meiser, we wash before eating any type, not just bread. And for truma, even touching truma with unwashed hands rabbinically renders it pasul. You can't eat it anymore. The Mishnah goes on, lekodesh, for eating sacrificial offerings, such as our famous Shalmei Hagiga during the festival, matbilin, we tovel, or toivel, our hands, we put them into a mikvah. And again, this is even when someone doesn't know for sure they had touched a real source of tumah. If they had, they would have to put their whole body in the mikvah. It's when they're just not sure, because kodesh, the actual sacrificial meat, is a higher standard. We would require a mikvah, not just al netilat yadayim. Lachatas, now chatas is the famous mei chatas, the para aduma water, the special preparation made from the ashes of the red heifer with specially drawn pure spring water to purify someone who had contact or was near a dead body. So mei chatas has an even higher stringency than kodshim, than sacrificial portions. Im nitmu yadav, if somebody might have contaminated their hands, nitmu gufo, then we consider it as their whole body is tameh, at least on a rabbinical level, and they have to go in a mikvah entirely to handle or sprinkle the mei chatas. Yasher kochachem, we should all be zoche to go up to Yerushalayim in a state of tahara and consume our truma and meiser and kodshim there. Be well.